I should be writing Bite Size Podcast, October 28th, 2022. It's Friday.
Well, I should be writing.
NaNoWriMo is in a handful of days. Am I prepared? Are you prepared? Is there preparing done? I don't know. But anyway, I am Mer Lafferty. I haven't said that a lot on these. These very short podcasts are kind of haphazard and off the top of my head. I'm going to give you a bit of advice today that is, I think, quite unpopular, but very, very effective. And that is copy. Not plagiarize immediately, but if there's a plot that you want to follow, write out the plots of similar books. For example, I'm working on a mystery, and so I took some of my favorite Agatha Christie mysteries, and I just wrote out all the plot points, who did what and why, motivation, any red herrings, and no, I'm not going to copy The Death on the Nile, but when I think about some of the little red herrings of these mysteries, you know, the fact that who had a grudge against a guy who ended up being killed for a completely random reason. Essentially, someone spun a wheel and that guy's number came up. Or just as the murderer's throwing a gun over the side of the boat, the alcoholic is also throwing her bottle. Or no, the alcoholic's daughter is also throwing a bottle over the side of the boat. So that's that red herring. Just little things like that. I think of how she used that. So I wrote out a whole bunch of plots, and that started to get me in the mindset of what can I do to drive my mystery along and give people interesting motives while confusing and misdirecting the reader. Really, people love stuff that's the same but different. So if you want to grab an idea from a book and turn it into your own, go for it. It's recommended. I want to apologize because my attempt at getting the podcast out every day has been difficult because days where I recorded regular episodes, well, I was kind of worn out for recording a daily show. And I said, well, I've already done a show today, so that'll be today's show. The problem is, waiting on my producer, who is under no obligation to turn a podcast around in a day. She's got other things to do, too. So the numbers are coming out in all sorts of different wrong order, and, you know, the Thursday podcast may be put up this Saturday or Sunday or something. So that pre-NaNoWriMo podcast idea was, I mean, I've enjoyed it, and other people have said they've enjoyed it, but in the terms of organization, it needs some work. But that's okay. I'm learning. One of the big things that slows me down is all the stuff on the posting end, the posting the show notes and making sure the blog posts all look good and like yesterday's blog post. And I have to do it on Patreon and on my host, Libsyn, and on my website. So that's three places I have to post this data, and it just wears me down. So I've started trying to just pre-build a lot of these posts. So when I'm working on trying to write 1,600 words a day plus do a podcast a day, I'll have something set up and a little more ready to go. In theory, we can dream, I guess. But remember, the NaNoWriMo podcast will be for Patreon supporters only. So if you want to keep getting daily episodes, you need to go support at patreon.com/mightymer. There's a special offer there that will only be happening until October 31st. Come November 1st, the lowest level of Patreon support will go up to $3, and the daily show for regular podcast listeners will go away. I have fun with the daily show. on NaNoWriMo. So I'm hoping it's going to be a good one this year. I've got some other authors sending in some supportive messages for you to hear. And yeah, should be a good time. I'm also doing an advent calendar of fountain pen ink, so I get to open a day every time I hit my word count. And we'll see if that actually propels me. Because I like advent calendars a lot, and being able to open one in November is super exciting. I actually got two advent calendars arriving today, which is fortuitous, because it's October and I can't open either one of them. One of them is the rum advent calendar, and the other one is the ink advent calendar I got from Goulet Pens. And the pen one is going to be, the ink one is going to be the November advent calendar. I just like opening doors. That's really all it is. But anyway, tomorrow's episode is actually already done because I recorded it yesterday and then realized that I already had a podcast to do yesterday and I don't like recording on the weekends. So this is all very complicated and you guys don't even need to hear this behind the scenes thing. So I don't even know why I'm telling you. You're welcome. But anyway, today's advice: write down the plots of your favorite stories and see how you can fit it into your own. That's not plagiarism. That's called writing. And storytelling. And I will see you tomorrow. And you should be writing, y'all.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.